Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. A Montgomery County man faces drug charges after Red Oak police responded to an odor complaint in a Red Oak neighborhood. Red Oak police say they were called to 1660 East Summit Street at around 1:30 p.m. Tuesday. When they arrived, they found 24-year-old Tice Samuel Watts of Elliott and a small amount of what is thought to be marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Watts is charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He is currently in jail on $1,000 bond. Avoca City manager Clint Fichter is concerned about the effects of Governor Terry Branstad's commercial property tax break proposal. Clint Fichter says the governor's plan will result in the shift of much of the property tax burden from commercial property taxpayers to residential property taxpayers. Fichter says under the Branstad plan, 40% of commercial property tax values would be permanently phased in for exemption from property taxes over a period of 5 years. The total cost to local governments, cities, counties, and schools for the cuts exceeds $500 million. Residential property taxes will see unprecedented increases if this proposal passes. Fichter says the magnitude of the proposal's impact only increases depending on the size of the community. However, it will also greatly increase the already grave challenges faced by rural communities, too. The plan forces cities to raise taxes and/or make cuts to provide the same level of public safety, recreational facilities, and infrastructure. Fichter says in the small community of Avoca, they will need to offset $325,000 annually in revenue through increases to residential property taxpayers due to the proposed tax cuts. Greenfield Republican Representative Claude Bowdler is reacting to the governor's commercial property tax proposal. Bowdler says no one knows what the proposal is going to look like yet.
Because the Senate has weighed in, they want commercial property tax relief too, but they want it for just small business, where we're talking everything industrial and manufacturing. So we don't know what it's going to look like yet.
The governor has said that the cuts could increase commercial and industrial investments. The Shenandoah City Hall outside renovation project was approved by the City Council Tuesday night. Bo Harris, city administrator, says the estimated cost of the project would be around $140,000 to $150,000.
The city of Shenandoah has spent funds to redo their downtown business district and called that Shenandoah Magic. First did that back in 2000. And since that time, other businesses have joined in and put new fronts on their buildings and dressed up their buildings. Well, it's got to the point now that the city hall is the one that looks like they could use some tender loving care, so to speak, to improve its appearance.
Harris says the trees around the building will be taken out and sidewalks repaired. The area will also have a regular curb and sidewalk similar to the rest of the downtown. Streetlights similar to Shenandoah's downtown will also be installed. And the Harlan Community Schools' $280,000 high school gymnasium renovation project continues. Harlan Interim School Superintendent Bob Broomfield says the gym has been there since 1971 and has served a lot of games and activities, and the metal bleachers are being replaced with plastic ones.
Number one, it's metal bleachers, and they come in and out, so the parts wear out, you know. And the second thing, big issue, is the handicap accessibility. We just don't have any handrails or anything for folks to use to get up and down very much.
Broomfield says the floor is also being resanded, resealed, and painted, which should make the facility much brighter.
With the between the bleachers and the floor, it's going to be a lot brighter. You don't notice it so much. We got to get used to it around here, but then you go to some of those new gyms and they're so much brighter.
Broomfield says the bad news is they will lose about 500 seating capacity. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.